be simply to the radio listener moments from simplyradio.com. Now, the following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Circuit Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Circuit Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program. Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. This is an important show today. You know how I like to take politicians to task. We're going to be doing that today. Before we get started, I just want to mention once again that Rootless Supplements, a sponsor of the show, was the first company to enter the U.S. market with a bovine metalensis product, which has been shown in clinical studies to elevate testosterone levels dramatically. It is a naturally occurring herb found in the far reaches of Nigeria. And you can get it in their product Phytoserms 347. If you go to rlssupplements.com today and use a coupon code SHR25, you'll save 25% off of this very, very unique, very exotic herb that has been shown to raise testosterone levels. Remember, I was the first person to ever talk about this when I interviewed Dr. Twain Kubu from the University of Ilorin in Ilorin, Nigeria back in 2008, and now he's made it into the supplement industry. As most of the things I talk about on the show eventually become supplements, or like discovering new products from around the world. So there you go, check out rlssupplements.com today. Okay, this is an important show. Why is it important? Because once again, we've been snookered by our politicians. And to talk about today's show, which I like to call Senators Harry Reid and Dick Durbin, traitors to the United States, I have Dr. Peter Rouse. How are you doing, Peter?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Okay, and we also have Ralph Husakula. And he is general counsel for Natural Solutions and also Health Freedom USA. I don't know.
Great,
you know, this is disgusting to me. I actually derailed the pre-planned show to do this show today because I am so frustrated and furious that I really just can't contain my anger. Because once again, politicians have derailed the trust of the American people. How can they do this? Ralph, you are a legal mind. Why is it even possible that you can hide something inside of another bill and get it to go through? How does this happen?
Congress has no control over the federal schedule, unfortunately. And what it's done is done that the forces in favor of it were so powerful that they were able to manipulate the legislative process. And it was made easier because they were dealing with a lame duck Congress. Many members of which were trying to study their nests, as lame ducks will sometimes do, for the hopes of high-paying jobs later on. No question, this was a horrendous bill. It was forced through against literally 6 million email messages, but those were less than the law.
We had almost 22,000 faxes sent through the Superhuman Radio website, telling their individual representatives that we didn't want to see this, but it can't go through. How can these people that we put in office ignore us? I thought the power was in the base of the pyramid. What happened here?
I think we saw a very, very powerful line get together. We fought it for a year and a half. We fought it every inch of the way. I mean, really every inch of the way. And what happened? What happened was they didn't get a bill through. They did increase that FDA power. This is something Congress does regularly. You might remember that in 2007, in one of his last gasps before he died, Kenny Kennedy gave us the FDA Enabling Act that drastically increased FDA power. Of course, it didn't get anybody safer, but hey. But this time around, if the bill had gotten through the way they wanted it, it And two of them wrote the Toastmasters here in New Jersey. by including DHEA from Germany. I will close up the local narcotics task force, and two sting operations were set up. And these two individuals, an 80-year-old man from North Jersey and a 30-year-old woman from Central Jersey, were made up the post office to get there perfectly legally.
Control delivery. Control delivery. Yeah.
Right.
They were
arrested for controlled illegal substance possession. And the man was handcuffed while sitting on the front steps of the local post office, and all his neighbors walked by.
He's a vocal dissident against the government controlling anything. Well, a lot of people are saying, well, maybe the government should be involved in some of this stuff. So we'll cover that stuff when we come back. We're talking today with both Dr. Peter Rouse and Ralph Fusitola. And Ralph is the general counsel for Health Freedom USA. They have a subscribe to that newsletter. And listen to Super New Radio. Harry Reid and Dick Durbin, traitors to the American people. I'm using that language specifically for a reason. They are traitors. They've sold this out. If you are in Illinois or in Nevada, you should never vote for these guys. In fact, you should bring eggs and throw eggs next time you see them. We'll be right back.
Eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved that I can read small print of 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Managing insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now from needtobuildmuscle.net, get the most effective insulin-mimicking, insulin-sensitizing, nutrient-partitioning supplement available without a prescription. Need2Slim. Need2Slim combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. Need2Slim is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get Need2Slim by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't miss another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get Need2Slim today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart-healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Finally, a bovine supplement right from the source using the original study. ThyroSurge 347 is here. Bovine metalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of ThyroSurge 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM bovine metalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifiers you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxidrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is a secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com
thefourthmostabundantmineral.com to learn more about where you can find Discharge today.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with Transdermal Magnesium Oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MahLer.com.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking about sneaky politicians today. Very, very sneaky politicians. Namely, Harry Reid and Dick Durbin. Traitors. I call them traitors outright. This is what they are. They snuck S-510 into another bill. Dr. Rouse, what bill was it? 4713 or something like that that they snuck it into?
The first one they sent it to do was the financial reform bill, which I'm not sure the number on that one. But it was finally passed as part of something called 2751. But it was passed back and forth. It was a hot potato passed back and forth between the two houses.
Dr. Rouse, I got an email not too long ago asking why I was against S-510. And I was flabbergasted because they've done so many shows about it. And this gentleman said, you know, the government intervention is important here because if they just let the supplement companies run things themselves, they're just going to, you know, hurt people and sell a bunch of lies. What would you say to that statement?
Well, just to look at organic farming. When was the last time there was a recall on any organic produce? I'm talking about processed produce. I'm talking about just straight from the farmer to the end user. When was the last time there was a recall?
No, I don't remember any recall.
There hasn't been one. So why are we trying to regulate something that actually hasn't even been a problem? That's the issue.
Well, yeah, there's a basic constitutional issue here. That is, it's filed this line of argument. First, the federal government only has authority that the state government is granted by the Constitution. Of course, there is nothing in Article 1, Section 8, giving Congress the power to control our food supply. Even the phrase regulate interstate commerce is not what it means to bid. You know, it means regulate, make it regular. The states can only grant to the federal government the power the states already had. And the states never had the power to simply regulate our lives. The police power under the common law is only applicable when they've been shown to be a risk to the public. Without public risk, there can be no exercise of police power. And so without harm, without a showing of harm, as Dr. Ruff said, there's no recoil, there's no danger. Therefore, there's no authority for the state governments to intervene, and they have no right to grant that power to the federal government. This is ultra vires, beyond the power of the government. And that's exactly what we're facing here, is unlawful power.
Wow. Dr. Rouse, you posted something on your Facebook this morning. I have a feeling that was because of what's going on. You posted a very old 1949 TV commercial about Camel cigarettes where the government endorsed the sale and consumption of tobacco. Is that why you did that on Facebook?
Yeah, partly. I mean, we talked about that just recently. I'm sure you kind of brought it up. And it just kind of hit home again this morning because, you know, now here to provide safety for the public, yet they've been caught in the past, you know, doing quite the contrary. I mean, look at what they've done to the water supply. They basically destroyed and controlled the water supply now. So now they're going after the food supply. What's next? Out here? Which actually almost are because they're going for the carbon tax. So, you know, they're trying to control all aspects of their lives, the basic foundations of life.
It's really, you know, Ralph, I listen to this stuff and I get on the air about this sort of stuff and it drives me crazy. And then we mount fax campaigns and you guys mount, you know, letter writing campaigns, and we have phone numbers up on my blog today to call, you know, these individuals and let them know. But it doesn't matter. Once these guys are in office, they're untouchable. What do we do? What do we do?
It does matter.
What's that?
You've got to understand it does matter. The process is one where the lobbyists push for the most they can get, and the citizens groups need to push back. And the only way we're going to
I said, this bill would have been much worse, much, much, much worse, if it had been allowed, if it had been simply written by the lobbyists and passed. And let's remember, the person who heads the FDA's food safety division is a former
Monsanto.
This individual, excuse me, who asked about the White House, the only change he's willing to give us is more big business people in control.
Right.
So it's like this is the administration of Goldman Sachs and Monsanto. That's what we've got in front of us. But that doesn't mean we can't interact with them because they respond to political pressure too.
So what
is it? We're setting up today an emailing campaign to Michelle Obama. Trying to get her involved as an organic with the issue of the regulations. Why? Because we want the White House to know that they can't create these regulations under this new bill in a vacuum. But we're going to keep an eye on them, that we're watching every inch of the way, that we're going to fight them every inch of the way if we need to. And that way, the regulations, when they're written, will be much more neutral, much more protective to local interests. If we do nothing, the regulations will be written to destroy local food production.
Dr. Ross, you've lived in many other countries before settling here in the United States. You and I have had these discussions before. So you've actually had a snapshot. You've had a chance to see what happens when the government has too much control on food and supplements. What potentially can happen if people sit by and just look at, because we're all busy. First of all, it's Christmas, and we can't even get our shopping done. Never mind make a phone call to Harry Reid or Mitch McConnell. What happens if people don't take action?
That's the beginning of it. It really is. Well, see, in other countries, you look at what happened in China. I lived in China for a while there and throughout Africa, China. And the control there is phenomenal. And the problem there is that the food safety, they control every aspect of it, but there is no food safety. It's all about making profit. It's coming down to profit, and that's what's happening here. And I think the problem is everyone's looking at these politicians as being the cause of this problem. They aren't. They're just puppets. Well, there are people behind this, and we have to take care of them rather than looking at the puppets, because you take on the puppets, then you have to put new puppets in. Look what happened between the Bush regulation, then you have Bush era, and now with Obama. It's the same crap going on. Exactly the same. There's no left or right.
Well, there's a famous paragraph.
What's that?
There's a famous paragraph in the book Tragedy and Hope, written by Professor Quigley, who was, among other things, Bill Clinton's mentor. But Quigley was an advisor to the rich and powerful, and late in his career he wrote a book called Tragedy and Hope, in which the tragedy were the communists and the Nazis, the hope were the American banksters, by the way. He was one of their people. But in which, in that book, he exposes in detail the way in which the large corporate interests manipulate the government. Of course, he thinks that's good. And there's a famous paragraph in that book, which Ron Paul has quoted a number of times, in which Professor Quigley says it's important for the two political parties to have no real difference in policies. That way, the people can throw the rascals out without ever changing policies.
Oh.
And this, I understand this is a good
question. So we're focusing on the player instead of the game in that case. So we want to keep the game the same, but keep the players changing. And that's not what we want. We want the game to change.
You got it.
So let me ask you, well, we have to take a commercial break. I don't want to take one early because this next question I want both of you guys to weigh in on. We're talking today with Dr. Peter Rouse and Ralph Fusatola. We're talking about this recent underhanded move by Dick Durbin and Harry Reid to get S-510 pushed through. You're listening to Super Human Radio. I'm so frustrated. I really just want to bang my head against the wall. Maybe I'll do that during the break. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
You want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest Protein.
protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer, Anabolic State GT, has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anabolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Scientists want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anabolic State GT from Bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anabolic State GT at Bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the most popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. We carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and more performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order, you won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. All the supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. Citizens may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trials to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole says it's had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where fine supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels, but most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaheLer.com. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. One of our listeners on Facebook just commented on Dr. Peter Rouse's page. It says, you forgot to mention that they're also trying to take over the internet, too. Everything. The government wants control of everything. This is really a scary situation. Very, very scary. Okay.
Actually, I don't think it's the government, especially in the Santa Cruz, well above them. You know, the Rockefellers, you know, the Google, they're kind of hierarchy rather than the government.
Yeah, and that's really the whole thing. It's like, really, the government has no... Well, the government acts as what's the word I'm looking for here, Ralph? Facilitators for these large companies, these large corporations. And it's frustrating to me because I feel that we can do things, we can make changes, marginal changes, but can we really get politicians, you know? I guess where I'm going with this is the two basic things that motivate people in life are pain and pleasure, you know? And these politicians are being pleasured by the groups that lobby them, you know, offered dinners, we hear, and special trips and all that sort of stuff, and favors that they call in later when they're running for other campaigns and so on. But there's no pain from the people. There's nothing. We get together, we vote every so often. The wrong people get into office, no matter who they are. Is there really any chance for change in the future? Can we really ever get politicians that will do their job? Or once they get indoctrinated into the DC fabric, is it just impossible? They all become the same, you know, drones.
No,
very, very difficult. There's no question about it. But the type of pushback that's been occurring, the extraordinary transpartisan alliance that grew up around the opposition to this bill, all are beneficial for the future. And by transpartisan, I mean way more than bipartisan. You know, the groups that came together to oppose S-510 included the most active online Tea Party group, namely Tea Party Patriots. You want to go to teapartypatriots.ning.com and participate with them. It included Ron Paul's Campaign for Liberty, which has millions of people on it. It included several health and food freedom groups. I'm specifically thinking about groups like our group, healthfreedomusa.org, and Citizens for Health, and a number of liberty groups like Downside DC, which is another excellent group. All sorts of people came together, along with farm, ranch, and gardener groups, organic consumers groups, and others. People had never spoken to each other.
Right, they were joined by this one cause.
Exactly. And the leaders of these groups now have each other's email addresses. They're all on each other's lists. And I tell you, this is going to be good for the future. And we're going to engage in this regulatory process, because the FDA can't just issue regulations unless these are secret regulations. I don't know how they're going to do that without asking for public comment, because there are other laws that require them to ask for public comment before they issue regulations.
So it's going to be now under control.
What's that?
Isn't the under control also of the Homeland Security?
Oh, under Homeland Security. Can't think of new honors up under Homeland Security, right?
I believe they can.
Isn't that like on the committee?
I believe that they absolutely can do it under Homeland. That's one of the big risks we face. But, you know, and you may have noticed there's a big article about food carriers plot stopped just the day that the Congress was supposed to be voting on this bill. So, you know, we know that the powers that be are lined up. They wanted this bill. They wanted to seize control of our food supply, and they've got the bill. Now the question is, can we counteract it by refusing its funding and by making sure the regulations under it as light as possible. That's what we have to do. We can't give up.
My big fear is that most people don't believe that there's anything unscrupulous going on here. The large majority of people out there, I believe, are not concerned about their health. If they were, the pharmaceutical industry wouldn't be as wealthy as it is today, because 99% of the disease in this country is all avoidable by the food you put in your mouth.
And even the World Health Organization said that. They call them the preventable, the non-communicable preventable diseases of under- and malnutrition.
Bingo. And so when you look at the mass population, and I'm sorry to say this, but those of you out there who have diabetes, you can rid yourself, unless it's type 1 diabetes where the pancreas has stopped functioning, you can rid yourself of that disease in 6 months. If you don't have the willpower to rid yourself of a disease that you can get rid of in 6 months, then why should I believe that you're going to step up and vote against something that's going to crap on the rest of us, food-wise? And that's my fear. These marching lemmings out there who vote, there should be an IQ test before you can vote. You know the truth? People should have to walk in and, like, when you're an alcoholic, they put that lock on your car so you have to blow into before you get started. They should have, like, an IQ test. When they walk into the booth, you should have to answer a couple questions. If you can't answer the questions, you need to turn around and walk out. Because you get the right phone call. What's that?
They actually put in the original net. The actual IQ, the little play, the average IQ has actually dropped 30 points.
Of the average voter?
No, of the average American.
Oh.
IQ has dropped 30 points in the past 20 years.
I believe it. You want to know what? If they just had more fish around, their IQ would go up. But they don't know that, you see? Because they're not listening.
Look what they're putting in the water. They're putting, neurotoxins in the water.
Hey, listen, in Louisville, where I'm moving back to, the tap water, I always tell people, don't drink the tap water. And now they just discovered this morning that there's chromium pick. What is it called? Chromium pick? That was this Aaron Brockovich movie was done about that.
Right.
No, it's in the water in Louisville now. People have been drinking the tap water for decades now. Now all of a sudden, it's like, really?
Behind, it's called covering that up. That issue became mainstream media probably about a month ago, I think, maybe 3 weeks ago.
You know,
This is frustrating because we have so many wars to wage on, so many problems. We've got corrupt politicians who are self-serving, and that's it. I used to say that maybe the politicians were dumb, or maybe they were corrupt, and neither one of those were acceptable. They're not dumb. They know what they're doing. These politicians are corrupt.
I were led to believe by Senator Tom Coburn, who usually is really good on a number of issues, that he would never, ever consent to the food safety bill getting through the Senate without a record vote. And what happened? He did. He consented to it. There was a unanimous consent. Every single Republican senator, not one of them, said no. And the bill was passed without a record vote, which means every Republican senator and every Democrat senator voted in favor of it. And we're going to hold them all to that vote. They're not going to pretend that there's no record vote, so it doesn't count. It counts.
Did it pass with only 241 votes to make?
Well, I'm talking about the Senate right now. If it had not passed the Senate, it was stopped in the Senate. All the Republicans had to do was say no. That's all they had to do. They were well paid for, no doubt, and so they said yes. But so the Republicans are hypocrites. They are betrayers. They're even worse than, from the Democrats, I don't expect much.
Traitors. They're all traitors.
They're traitors. They believe in the power of the government to make us all better. Republicans supposedly believe in individual freedom and in free markets and in not increasing government control. And except for Ron Paul, there are very, very few Republicans who actually abide by that creed. So we're very disappointed with the Republican Party. And we do not trust them one bit at this point. I rejoined. I was a Republican when I was a young person. I'm 66 years old, so that was a long time ago. My first presidential election, I voted for the Republican. I learned that lesson when I quit the party and worked in the intervening 40 years in the taxpayers movement and in the health freedom movement and in the liberty movement. Because we need independent voices outside of those two tax-supported, tax-eating parties. I rejoined the Republican Party in 2008 because Ron Paul said we should all come into the cold and there's a chance to change the Republican Party and turn it into the pro-freedom party. Well, clearly that's not happening. And I'm changing my registration to a third party. I'm going to be re-registered as a libertarian. Because I believe that at this point in history, any vote for either major party candidate is a wasted vote. You're just voting for more of the same.
I agree.
The only vote that matters is a third party vote, not because the third party candidate is going to win. It's probably not going to win. But because only when 10, 15, 20% of the population starts voting third party will there be any change. So long as the victims, we voters, constantly give our consent back to the two tax-eater parties, there will be no change. When sufficient percentages of us start to regularly vote for a party, there will be change. And I think that that's the important lesson here, that a vote for either a Republican or a Democrat, no matter how good the Republican may be, there are a few of my local congressman, Scott Garrett, up here in northwest New Jersey, who may lose his seat to redistricting, is a good person. He's voted against almost every one of those bad bills. I think, unfortunately, he got snickered into the Patriot Act, but he voted against all the bailouts and all that stuff that the pro-freedom Republicans voted against, the handful of them that are in the Congress. It's not good enough anymore.
I agree with you. That makes sense. I agree with you 100%. I really do.
It doesn't matter what their
because look, the people who got snookered into voting for Obama thought they were going to get change, and what they get, they got a single
change. They got even more Wall Street people in control.
Yeah, actually, I think what Obama meant by his campaign was, when we're done with you, all you will have left in your pockets is change. That's what I think he actually meant. Don't you think?
And the truth of the matter, folks, is that Ron Paul is correct on this one, that all of these programs are unsustainable, and very, very soon, the money will simply not be available to sustain them. There will be those 4,000 new FBO inspectors. Who's going to pay for them? That's never going to get funded.
Maybe they'll work for free because they're so committed to the task. You
know what I'm saying? Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. We used to take 24 hours to file a corporation in California. I've done that for a number of clients over the years. And with the They only work now 2 days a week instead of five. Well, they pretend to work 3 days instead of pretending to work five. It now takes 4 weeks to file a corporation.
What's that, Dr. Ross?
You said 12 weeks because we just filed. It says 12 weeks minimum.
This is the problem. You are watching the collapse of the American governmental system. It is actually happening
in California. It's happening in California.
They will continue to pass laws, create new programs and bureaus and taxes, and
you know what it is?
The entire structure is so unsustainable that it will simply collapse.
When you look at the financial management skills of the average state or city government today, and if you try to find an analogous somewhere, what you find is individuals who suffer from bipolar disorder, who spend money that they don't have, and that run themselves into the ground with bad checks and so on and so forth. It's almost like state and local governments have become stricken with bipolar disorder, where they spend money they don't have, and they convince themselves that they're doing the right thing. It's really a sad situation. You're right. California is a perfect example. California's they're going to have to hope that they sink into the ocean someday, not have to pay all the debt back.
I promise you, no government in human history has ever paid its debt back. There will be repudiation, either through inflation or through bankruptcy of some sort. It will become sooner than later. And the real issue is, will we all be ready to make sure that the American population understands why and understands how the manipulation of the money supply did this to us? And again, it's this Leninist program of seizing the control of the commanding bank of the economy. That's something that was done back in 1913 with the creation of the Federal Reserve Act.
Yeah.
The Federal Reserve is the key, the linchpin that allowed all of this to happen. Without the manipulation of the money supply, there could be no boom-bust cycle.
The introduction of fiat currency.
Exactly. And the only answer is to go back to constitutional money. The real issue here is, will we be able to reimpose the Constitution on the federal government? Frankly, during Abraham Lincoln's time, that the Constitution was cracked, and it's been a long war ever since. So I don't know if we'll ever go back. That's right.
Let's take our last commercial break. We will close the show. Stay tuned. You're listening to Super Human Radio. We'll be right back. HarmonyPerformance.com is a Halidrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented liquid wave technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at HarmonyPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how little GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. That's a little bit of length of house.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space. When you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, Urethane Series power blocks with FlexFin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as extreme burdens, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anabolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anabolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Science scientists want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we'll be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Finally, a bovine supplement right from the source using the original study. BioSerms 347 is here. Bovine Manolensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bovine Manolensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and test your is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has Taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler, and now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Welcome back to Super Radio Radio. My guest today, Dr. Peter Rouse and Ralph Pizzatola. Ralph is the General Counsel for Health Freedom USA and Natural Solutions. Did I get that right, Ralph?
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
HealthFreedomUSA.org.
That's how I found out about this morning. That's why I changed shows this morning at the last minute. I opened up one of my favorite newsletters that I get and saw this on top and thought, SOBs, I can't believe they did this. This is just so frustrating to me. All right, so let's talk about, the possibility of change. So we need to really start making phone calls, Ralph. What do we need to start doing? What do people have to do in order to... Is it possible to derail this at this point in time? I'm not a big, I didn't pay attention.
No, it's the past that both houses, the final day of the White House, realistically the president's going to sign it. Our email campaign that's about to start later on today to Michelle Obama is mostly to make sure the White House knows that we're not forgetting. And it is essentially aimed at, veto this, which they will do. And if you're not going to veto it, we the people, want to be in on the regulatory process. We don't want secret regulations. So that's what's going to happen. And I think sometime, it's a quarter to one now, sometime around 5 or 6 p.m. today, we'll have that action item up and on the website, healthfreedomusa.org. And that's
where we're going to start. If we can get, I'll check it, and then I'll post it on my blog also so that people can see it there as well. I mean, I would really like to do whatever I can to support this cause because it's really, really, it's very, very important.
And, this is not the only health freedom issue that's pending. The truth of the matter is that we, for the past month and a half, we've had to focus on this, but there's so many more important than that. The vaccine issue is maybe even more important.
Did you see that? Is it true, or did I read this wrong, that miscarriages have been up like sevenfold since the inception of the H1N1 vaccine?
There's no question that this is covered up by the authorities. It is the most extraordinary cover-up that I've seen in a while. In the normal, so-called normal flu season, there are between 0 and 7 miscarriages by women within some reasonable period after having the flu shot. This swine flu, fake pandemic vaccine, killed at least 165 babies, unborn babies. That's the number of reports to the VAERS, to the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System.
Because there's probably more that aren't reported.
According to vaccine information people, they're up to 3,000.
Dr. Rouse, are you trying to break in there about this?
I just think there's actually some higher than that, and also when you take into consideration the reports that aren't reported, that they don't link to the actual vaccine, which they actually told the world they do everything else but try to link it to the vaccine, unless it was this or that, rather than the vaccine. So you could probably
what's the organization that's against abortions? The Right to Life group should come out against this one. That's
true. Well,
you know, somebody needs to come out. I mean, this is you know what? We did a show about the H1N1 vaccine, about how terrible it was. We actually had, I can't think of her name. She's in D.C., and she was the specialist that handled the anthrax. No, I can't think of her name now. I apologize. I mean, I do so many shows, it's hard for me to remember some of this stuff. But I mean, she came out and she said, you know, unless you're at high risk of getting H1N1, she would never consider getting it. And then they tried to slip a bias again by making it part of the regular seasonal vaccine. And they're just trying to sell that stuff, you know?
This is all part of the population as well. We know about that. It's kind of been recorded. We've got, you know, black papers on that, how they want to control the population and stop the population. That's their agenda now. And that's all, you know, they're giving up on the climate debt and now going for the population control agenda. So it's all covered on that. I mean, why would you take this virus that, and the H1N1, there's nothing safe in there. I mean, they were caught having live HIV virus in a batch exported to another country.
Really?
You didn't hear that one?
No.
It was like 250,000, a batch of 250,000, I think it was. I don't know if you remember that one well. They got caught with five flus. It was actually caught with the live HIV virus in the actual vaccine.
They had the live H1N1 virus, you mean? Is that what you said? HIV virus. Oh, wow. I didn't know about that.
What is
Health Freedom's position on this whole population reduction, you know, theory? Is it?
Dr. Rima has spoken very passionately on that issue. In fact, she and General Baird last February, in their last trip to the U.S., really coming back here, unless the TSA changes its behavior, they spoke up in Yarram, Washington, to the School of Enlightenment, and there's a videotape that we put on, a short video we put on our website, healthfreedomusa.org, where Dr. Rima answers the question about the globalist genocidal agenda. And she calls it the globalist eugenocidal. The word eugenocide is a word that she's created. It's eugenics and genocide together, and that's what the agenda is, folks. It's the eugenocidal agenda, and she details it. We believe that Codex Alimentarius is a small part of it, that there's much more to it than that, and that it must be opposed, and that it is part and parcel of a 100-year-old plan by the powers that be to control the human population by whatever means necessary.
Why is it so important to control the population? But these affluent group, you know, this makes up this fraction of people on this planet. Why are they so worried that we're going to have too many people on the planet?
You know, Dr. Rima had a discussion with a head of state once, the head of a major country. And the lady said, this head of state said, well, we have to control the population. We also use up our resources. And Dr. Rima said, have you ever thought that perhaps you're using up their resources?
Right.
No.
What's that, Peter?
It's also easier to control a smaller
population. Yeah, but you know what? The downside of smaller population is smaller productions, less taxes, less people working, you know, obviously.
Well, the way they're setting the system up, you won't be paying taxes, but you won't be paying anything. If you look at communist Russia, at its peak, they were financially fine because of the fact that the people were working for next to nothing.
Right.
And they were making the money.
Well, I happen to know, I had a copy 2 years ago of a piece of intelligence that was funded by the U.S. government looking at the potentially most disruptive technologies that could potentially disrupt the United States' strength and position in geopolitical, economic, militarily, and like five different categories. The number one disruptive technology was germ technology, the science of living longer. It was number one before anything else, before fuel shortages, before anything. So that tells you that they don't want us to live longer.
Well, research shows HRT, HRT protocols can give you life extension for 20 years.
Right.
What are we going to do if you live 3 years longer? You know,
especially if you're collecting Social Security. That's a problem.
Exactly.
the show. Dr. Noss, you want to plug anything? You have any seminars coming up or anything like that?
Well, I don't know if you heard, we actually lost one of our cats just recently to a virus called the FIP, and we're actually going to be doing a charity kind of seminar workshop on the elimination diet that we talked about on the show recently. So we're going to do a video DVD. It'll be available when all the funds will go to the research, and I'm actually been involved with that research firsthand as well.
Well, when you're ready, when will the DVD be ready?
Well, we're actually probably doing that late March into February.
Okay, so when you come back on the show, and we'll blow the DVD out to the audience, and we'll help the organization, okay?
That's really good. I'd be interested in that, too. Folks, you'd like to get more information about what I do.
Yes, please.
Especially if any of you out there have vitamin companies or practitioners of advanced healthcare, go to my website, which is vitaminlawyer.com. I practiced law for 36 years. Representing people in the industry and in the advanced healthcare world. I do consulting work now, but I'm very active. And I also have a series of webinars available. You go to vitaminlawyer.com. I have an excellent webinar on questions for CAN, advanced healthcare practitioners. There are several other webinars. And I'm working with a group of people in something called naturalclinicaltrials.net. We are doing clinical trials for companies because under the new law, there's no question if your natural products company wants to be in business in 2 or 3 years, you're going to have to get your clinical trials taken care of.
Yeah, but not at the cost that the FDA is forcing companies.
Well, we believe we can do it much
like Sure.
So it's naturalclinicaltrials.net.
There you go. And you all, we'll have both of you guys back on the show, I promise. Thanks for doing the show. It's at short notice also, okay?
My pleasure.
And everybody have a nice holiday because I'm off tomorrow, and we'll see you after Christmas.
This is the Superhero Channel. Evolution just got picked up a notch.